Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We can understand why sometimes there has to be challenges in life. But when people set out to do good deeds and they encounter obstacle after obstacle and it becomes so difficult for them to accomplish what they want to accomplish, we might wonder, where is the good in that? The people are trying to do the will of Hashem. Why should they encounter any resistance? The Sefer Ki Atai Madi writes that a man by the name of Getzel Rotenberg came to the great Rebbe of Strupkov for Chizuk. Getzel had a difficult life and he had so many challenges in his spiritual growth that he felt that like Hashem didn't want his service. He felt that Hashem abandoned him. The Rebbe told him, "You cannot imagine how valuable every ounce of effort you put in towards serving Hashem. We are rewarded for our efforts, regardless if they produce results. And the harder it is to make the effort, the greater the service becomes." The Rebbe continued, "If your hat blew off and fell into a puddle while you were on your way to do a mitzvah, and you had to stop, chase it, try to clean it off, and then continue on your way, the value of that mitzvah became infinitely greater. It was not Hashem abandoning you. When it became difficult, it was Hashem giving you eternity. Every test that we are given requires us to struggle a little. If we would realize the gain of the struggles, we would approach them with a different attitude. Rabbi Shlomka from Zvil was once trying to speak to a boy's heart to help him return to religion. The boy was bitter over his lot in life, and he told the Rebbe, 'I don't want you to waste your time with me. I feel bad you're investing so much effort. I am who I am. I'm not going to change.' The Rebbe then said, 'I see. If that's so, let me at least give you one piece of advice to remember. When your evil inclination is inciting you to commit an avera, and you feel it's too strong to overcome, and you resolve to do that sin, at least for a few moments, let your conscience tell you that it's wrong. Have a little internal struggle before you sin. Because for those seconds that you fight not to do the avon, you will be rewarded tremendously. Just thinking, should I go or shouldn't I go? Should I do it or shouldn't I do it? You can't imagine how precious those moments are to Hashem. Even if you end up doing the sin, and of course having to bear the consequences, it will still not take away from the rewards for your fighting. Every thought we have to do good is rewarded, how much more so when we actually do good. And if we are rewarded for even contemplating holding back from doing an avon, how much more so if we actually hold back? The tests of life are not easy, but for us to know that every one of them was handpicked by Hashem, tailor-made for us, will help us overcome them. When a person is going through a difficulty and in his mind he feels like complaining to Hashem, but instead he holds back, those moments of holding back are extremely precious. If a person is ready to give up hoping to Hashem for help, but instead he decides that even for just one more day he's going to continue hoping, that decision alone was so valuable. And when he actually does hope and pray that next day, we can't even fathom how great the rewards for that are. Hashem never abandons us. The struggles that we have are not random occurrences. They are sent directly by Hashem for our good. And if we view them that way, we'll be able to overcome them and soar to the greatest heights. Have a great day.